That music sounds so good this evening. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta. The show that is all about you. If that music sounds familiar, that is because that's called We Are Family. And we will be family this evening as we talk about families being fit and how families that work out together stay together. So what I want you to do is tell everyone to call in and listen to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. this evening. And as you know, I'm a four-time Olympian, author, motivational speaker, and businesswoman, also known as Madam Olympian. The title for the show is Fit Families, Being Fit, and Having Your Family Get Fit With You. Checking In with Joetta is an interactive show, and we discuss topics, finance, business, education, sports, entrepreneurship, health and wellness, and other topics as well. The call-in number for the show is 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680. You can call, text, tweet, or email. You can tweet at Joetta Olympian, and that email address for questions or comments is joettaevents@yahoo.com. Again, you're on with Madam Olympian. The topic this evening is Fit Families. If you want to be fit, and if you have a family, or if you just want to be fit for yourself, this evening is the show that you want to listen to, 646-787-1680. Welcome, good evening. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We have a great show in store with you. We have so much going on in the world, and sometimes I want to go and talk about those topics, but this being Fitness Month, the month of April, as you know, is Fitness Month. In all April, we have been doing shows around fitness, why you should exercise, excuses as to why you're not exercising, some quick ideas and exercise and workout routines that you could do very easily at home. And we've also talked about the importance of being fit and not only exercising but also eating healthy meals. So we've talked about all of those topics this month, and we have two more sessions this month. We have this evening, which is Fit Families, how to be fit with your family, how to work out and live a healthy life, not only for yourselves, but for your loved ones. And then next week, we're going to do a live show next week. And this is something that we have not done, but it will be successful. And I say that because I know you all would tune in and listen. You're not going to be able to make calls that week, but you can all listen to the show. We will be down in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, and I will talk to the people from that area, and we will have a nice, healthy, positive conversation. So we will talk about more about the Stone Harbor event, but basically that event will be at the famous Reed's Hotel, April 29th from 5:30 to 6:30, and yours truly, Madam Olympian, will be there. And this is part of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and you know I am the spokesperson for that. So we are partnering with the Recreation Department down in Stone Harbor, and you can call to find out more information about how you can be part of this event. And you can also visit my website to find out more about that. But if you want to call to find out more about the event, the number is 609-368-1210, 609-368-1210. And that's, again, April 29th down at Stone Harbor. We're going to come back after this break, and we're going to go to our guest, will be Burl Roman, who is an athlete, an educator. She knows a little bit about fitness herself, and she's going to be part of the show this evening. So stay tuned, and I'll be back right after this. Remember, we're not taking any calls this week, so please continue to listen, and we'll join you back again next week. Good evening and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We have a great show in store with you. And I always say, if it's on your mind, then we want to talk about it. And if you want to be part of the show, you can be part by calling 646-787-1680. You can call and text or email your friends and tell them that you'll be on this evening live. And we will talk about fit families, the importance of being fit. The next voice that you will hear on the phone this evening will be Beryl Roman. She will be a guest host with me this evening, and we're going to talk about fitness, the importance of being fit. She is a physical education teacher, and she knows a little bit, I would say, about fitness, and she's going to talk to you about the differences in the school districts as opposed to team sports. And we're just going to have a nice conversation with you. So don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Pick up those phones and call in and chime in. Let us know why you're working out. Let us know why you want to work out. Let us know how we can help you to be fit and to be better. I often tell people that it's not about being an Olympian, but it's about being the champion of your life. So this evening, we want you to take time to be the champion of your life by listening, by taking notes, and most importantly,
at Bonefish Grill, incredible is lobster sporting a new shell, a crispy wonton shell. Now just $5. Check out the new In-N-On Bar Bites menu at bonefishgrill.com. Bonefish Grill, incredible, served daily.
That was something that everybody did. But when I talk about fitness, I talk about, you know, sitting down as a family and to discuss some of the activities that would be of interest to you. It's not always for the parent to decide. It's important for the kids to be involved in the decision-making process. So by exercising together, you don't just have to go to a gym, right, Pearl? You can hike. You can canoe.
Definitely.
You can ride bikes. What other things can you do besides joining a gym together with your family that is active and keeps their heart rate moving?
It's so important. And it's so important to start with your kids when they're young and to make it fun. So swimming, lots of families go to pools or they have pools in their yard and then teach your kids to swim. And kids love the water. Soccer. Kicking a ball around, baseball, all of the sports that kids see, that they idolize all of the other, you know, the adult participants and the professional and high school athletes. Fun is the key. Parents need to be involved. They need to be role models. If they're doing it and their kids see that it's fun and it's not work and, you know, it's not something to dread, kids are going to love it. And I think kids are naturally drawn to exercise. You know, they love to play. So we really need to develop that and do things that are fun and do things that are easily accessible, like you said, riding your bike, swimming, kicking a ball around in the yard, volleyball, badminton. There's so many wonderful activities that kids can do, hiking. In the summer when it's so beautiful outside, just go for a wonderful walk.
And that is true. You talk about everything that you may have to pay this amount of money, everything's so expensive. A lot of great things don't cost anything at all, but you have to create a schedule. That's the second point. Create a schedule. Many families are overworked, they're overbooked, and so it's important to have a family night to exercise. That's important. And also you get a routine. Are you going to work out once a week, twice a week? What time? Try and get a regular schedule. As you know, when you have a schedule, you have to stick to it, and it gives everyone something to look forward to. The other point is you have to plan out your exercise routine and write it down. So nowadays, bro, as you know, you don't have to use a pen and paper. You have all these smartphones. So how would you tell someone to write down their workout? What instructions would you give them to, I guess, if you will, keep a diary so they know what they're doing and how to track, monitor what they're doing?
Well, that's a great question, Joetta. Now with these great apps and the computers and the devices that kids are using, there are a lot of really good apps that kids can use to monitor and track their fitness, including the Fitbit that you are worn on the wrists that monitor exercise and make it so much fun. You can go right on to your apps and download Fitness Point. There's so many wonderful fitness apps. You can also use your iPad and your phones to take notes. There's a note section. So you don't have to use paper and pencil. You can use these wonderful devices that are out there now.
And that's so important because in the years of past, we had to track everything ourselves. But now they track it for you. They tell you what zone you should be in. So it makes it so much easier. And also, I think for the fourth point is daily exercise, it doesn't have to be time-consuming. So often people say, I don't have an hour, I don't have 2 hours. Well, all you need is 10 to 15 minutes. And I say that if you, you know, and people laugh at me, they go, well, what can you do in 10 to 15 minutes? And then through my little 15-minute session, their heart rate goes up, they burn, they get that nice burn that they want. And so it can happen. So instead of just plotting out a whole hour sometimes, just do little sessions of 10 to 15 minutes more than one time a day, and you still get to that 60-minute target time. So I think that's important. And the fifth point, bro, is to make sure you don't get discouraged. Just because you miss 1 or 2 days, you know, that's okay. It's not the end of the world. Find another way to make up for lost time. But whatever you do, don't quit.
Very good point. One of the things that I do is I take part in organized activities. I'm on a competitive tennis team. And we're a bunch of mature ladies. But we play twice a week, and we play against other teams. And in the winter, we play mixed doubles. We're on a schedule. It's fun. It's with peers. And, you know, it keeps us fit, and it has an element of social time also.
And I think when you talk about having people, and in your case, it would be some of your friends, and this topic today is family fitness. So the families, when you do it together, you have so much more fun, it's easier, and when you're getting tired or you feel as though you can't do it, you have that other person over there that's kind of edging you on,
yes,
and encouraging you not to give up. So we work together as a team. And we always say team work makes the dream work. So if the dream is to be a healthy and happy family, I think that we all have to get behind one another to make sure that we do that. So, Burl, these phone lines are lit, and, you know, the caller number this evening is 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. You can call in to be part of this conversation. When you call in to speak to myself or Burl, just let us know what you're doing, if you made a resolution in January, and if you're still holding true to what you said that you would do, and most importantly, how your family is benefiting and staying healthy by working out together. So after this commercial, we'll come right back and take more of your call. We will have no breaks today. This is not a live show. Please hold on and listen, and we'll be back next week on Checking In with Joetta. No calls this evening. We will be back again live next week, Checking In with Joetta. Thank you for calling. Please enjoy the show, and we will be back next week, Checking In with Joetta. She's an educator, fitness expert, and she's also someone that uses athletics to transcend and transfer her skill sets that she learned as a youngster from being a gymnast and being a track and field athlete into helping other kids in the school system. So we're going to go to the call right now, and when I call the last four digits of your number, you know that I'm talking to you. So we know the caller number is 646-787-1680. So I look forward to speaking to everyone this evening on this show. And the first caller that we're going to go to, now remember, callers, when I call your last digits of your number, that means that I'm talking to you. So please feel free to chime in. The call is 1783. Caller 1783. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta. The show is all about you. Do you have a comment or question this evening?
Yes, I have a comment and a question. I wanted to know, do you really believe that taking the stairs helps? I walk a lot, and this winter, whenever I got the opportunity to take the steps, I did that, and also I did some indoor walking at the malls, and I noticed that there were a lot more people in the malls walking, particularly senior citizens. So I just wanted to know if you think the stairs really help.
Well, we're going to both take that call. I definitely believe steps definitely help. I often say when you're going to the malls and when you're going out, park further away from the mall or from the grocery store and take the steps at work if you can. And I think they build up a couple of things. There's many ways to make the steps at work out. You can walk up the steps. You can jog up the steps. You can skip steps. So you can really, really, really make it a workout. But if you just want to walk up the steps, the idea is to get your heart rate up. So in doing the steps during the wintertime, that's a great idea. And if you live in an apartment, if you have a home, you can walk up from the basement all the way up to your top floor. So you're getting a nice little workout. You can do it more than once. So stairs really work. And also the shopping malls, Burl would probably tell you this as well. That's a really, really nice place to go. First of all, it's warm. And second of all, you have a secure place and you can feel safe as you do your workout. Burl, do you want to chime in?
Yes. Walking is vital. And the new Fitbit watches, they count your steps, record your calories. So get all the walking you can in and increase your frequency, increase your intensity over time, and increase your duration over time so that you can build your fitness and enjoy the walking.
And also, when you're in the mall, caller, you said you see a lot of, and we call them the seasoned citizens out there, getting their exercise in. And they're usually in there very early in the morning. And we talked to the point of having a schedule. So did you find yourself going in at certain times early before the stores opened, or would you just go shopping and then just decide to do a walk, you know, around the mall?
Both. I did tend to find myself going probably closer to between right after breakfast and before lunch. And I found I always would see the same people. So I started taking notice of that, and it became a really popular thing in my area, where I actually seen people that seemed like they had groups that they had formed to walk, particularly with the weather being so cold. So I found it, you know, that it was something that people did, women with strollers, with babies, and not only just the seniors, but I just start seeing more and more familiar faces during the wintertime. So it was something that I started to do, and I found that now that the weather's breaking, that I'm increasing, like your guest said, my walk, that indoor walking did really help.
And I think sometimes, Carla, when you do something and it's the first time and you don't see that change automatically or right away, you have to stick to it. You can't give up. So when you were doing it during the winter months, you may not have seen much change, but then if when you continue, a month went by, 2 months went by, and now it's springtime, and I'm sure if you go to walk outside, you will see that you can walk faster, walk further, and most importantly, your heart rate doesn't increase as quickly as it did initially, and the heart rate drops back down quicker, which means, one, that you've gotten in better shape, and two, that you must continue as the weather gets better.
Yes, definitely.
So thank you for calling in to the show.
Thank you for your time.
And we enjoy having you on the show. I tell my audience, you know, you never know who's going to listen and what they're going to say and add to the show. And that's someone that you heard that she worked out during the wintertime indoors, and now the weather's breaking.